From VOA Learning English, this is the Health Report. To end the year on a happy note, we thought you might like to revisit Learning English Health Report stories that were popular with you. Many of you like self-improvement stories. You like to read about staying healthy and living a long life. You like to know how your brain works best and what can affect your power of memory. Many of you also like stories about people who are getting older but who are still making their dreams come true. Here are some highlights from the Health Report for 2014. It includes comments from our international audience. We all sit a lot. The story, Sit Less, Live Longer, explores the dangers of sitting too much. It encouraged many of you to get up from your desks and move more at work. Many of you described in the comments section how you move and exercise during the day. Some of you shared stories of losing weight and fighting illness to enjoy a more active lifestyle. Taras from Ukraine says,
"Great article. I spend a lot of time sitting in front of the computer, so I like to go to work or home on foot. It takes like 2 hours per day."
Our listeners like their brains, and they seem to like reports on how to use their brains most effectively. For example, we wrote about a study that found if you write your class notes by hand, you will remember them better than if you type them. Henry from Venezuela says,
"Taking notes is helpful when I put all the words down using my hand. I just take into consideration what is important to me."
Our article, Women Giving Birth at Home, On Purpose, talks about a U.S. birth trend. Increasingly, women of color are using midwives to give birth naturally. In the comments section, many women from all over the world share the birthing culture in their countries. Anna from Vietnam writes, "A child is very important to parents in my country. Therefore, they choose cesarean section for their baby more than natural delivery." And Vekka from Taiwan shares her own personal birth story. "My baby was born through natural birth at a hospital. The biggest impact for me is that I saw a birth of life." Two stories seem to inspire many listeners. Jerry Reed earned his first college degree at the age of 70, and Mary Moe fulfilled her dream of becoming a pilot at the age of 91. Mary Moe's story inspired Anoushe from Iran to write, "I am a 56-year-old woman. In my entire life, I had some dreams, but none of them have come true. But after I read this article, I decided to spread my wings and help myself to try to make one of my dreams come true, and it is learning language." Thanks to all of our listeners who read and listen to the Health Report. I'm Anna Mateo.